'Twas Brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe, or mimsy were the borogroves and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird, and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal blade in hand, long time the maxim foe he sought. He rested by the Tumtum tree, and stood a while in thought. And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock, with eyes of flame, came whiffling through the tulgey wood, and burbled as it came. 1, 2, 1, 2, and through, the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back. And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy, O frabjous day, calloo, callay, he chortled in his joy. T'was Brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe, or mimsy were the borogroves and the mome raths outgrabe. Was Brillig, and the slithy toads did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogroves, and the mome raths outgrabed.
It goes on in this way, you know. Up above the world to fly.
shining with all his might. He did his very best to make the billows smooth and bright. And this was very odd, as it was the middle of the night. The moon was shining sulkily, because she thought the sun had got no business to be there after the day was done. It's very rude of him, she said, to come and spoil the fun. The sea was wet could be, the sands were dry as dry. You could not see a cloud, because no cloud was in the sky. No birds were flying overhead, there were no birds to fly. The walrus and the carpenter were walking close at hand. They wept like anything to see such quantities of sand.
If this were only cleared away, they said, it would be grand.
If seven maids with seven mops swept it for half a year, do you suppose, the walrus said, that they could get it clear? I doubt it, said the carpenter, and shed a bitter tear. Oysters, come and walk with us, walrus did beseech. A pleasant walk, a pleasant talk along the briny beach. We cannot do with more than four to give a hand to each. The eldest oyster looked at him, but never a word he said. The eldest oyster winked his eye and shook his heavy head, meaning to say he did not choose to leave the oyster bed. But four young oysters hurried up, all eager for the treat. Their coats were brushed, their faces washed, their shoes were clean and neat. And this was very odd, because they hadn't any feet. Four other oysters followed them, and yet another four. And thick and fast they came at last, and more and more and more, all hoping through the frothy waves and scrambling to the shore. Carpenter walked on a mile or so, and then they rested on a rock, conveniently low, and all the little oysters stood and waited in a row. The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax and cabbages and kings, and why the sea is boiling hot and whether pigs have wings. But wait a minute, the oysters cried, before we have a chat. For some of us are out of breath, and all of us are fat. No hurry, said the carpenter. They thanked him much for that. A loaf of bread, the walrus said, is what we chiefly need. Pepper and vinegar, besides, are very good indeed. Now if you're ready, oysters dear, we can begin to feed. But not that, the oysters cried, turning a little blue. After such kindness, that would be a dismal thing. The night is fine, the walrus said. Do you admire the view? It was so kind of you to come, and you are very nice. The carpenter said nothing but, cut us another slice. I wish you were not quite so deaf, I'd have to ask you twice. It seems a shame, the walrus said, to pay them such a trick. After we brought the hands so far and made them trot so quick, the carpenter said nothing, but the butter spread through to your neck.
I weep for you,
the walrus said. I deeply sympathize. Sobs and tears, he sorted out, those are the largest size, holding his pocket handkerchief before his streaming eyes. Oh, oysters, carpenter, you've had a pleasant run. Shall we be trotting home again? But answer there came none, and this was scarcely odd, because they'd eaten every one.
Children free that nestle near, eager I am with. Yeah, yeah.